And David Fudge is in studio with us today. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, not as stiff as you. You tell me how to work out.
And this is kinda, what happens, you know, when you get old and you try and get into a gym and
Or you go golfing and you find out that
that even,
with each passing year it's
that even hurts.
It takes a.
Yeah.
You feel it a little bit more, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, Planning Commission met on Tuesday.
Yeah, and full disclosure, I was on my way back from Lincoln, and so I caught it on YouTube. So I can speak somewhat intelligently, I think, on the matter. But Nelson ran the meeting on Tuesday night. So.
Okay. Good deal. And the full disclosure is good, but I know you're up on what happened, so
yes.
It's as if you attended.
Yeah, YouTube's a wonderful thing.
You saw it. You had a couple of public hearings there. First one, discuss and consider action on an application by Dennis and Shirley Ogborn to vacate a portion of an alley located between 621 and 701 East 12th Street.
Yeah, and the entire meeting lasted 15 minutes.
No kidding.
And so nobody.
Nobody showed up.
Nobody testified
speak for
on
or against.
No, nobody testified on this one. And it's we see these things from time to time.
Okay.
When you've got a section of alley in a right of way area. Or a right-of-way area like that just isn't used anymore. And so that's what we have going on here. Now, the interesting part of this is what the city did is basically said, cool, we're going to vacate this, but it's not deeded to one side of the property to the other. One side of the property has housing authority land on it, and the other side are these folks that have petitioned. So the city will actually retain ownership of this. And if the applicant wants to purchase that land, they sure can.
Okay.
But the city will maintain control of it for now. And I believe the end result is, they went ahead and said, we recommend vacating this, but it doesn't mean it just automatically goes to the petitioner. So.
Okay, so it's on to the city council.
Be on city council,
and then they will vote on it.
Right, and so the city council will meet.
Next Tuesday,
but it's not going to be she said it wouldn't be on the March 3rd calendar. It'd be on the March 17th. So it'd be on the 17th meeting.
Second meeting of the month, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll find out on that. Not really controversial or anything. It's more of a standard procedure.
Yeah. I mean, we see these things. I think we saw one last year. It's not terribly uncommon for us to see these sorts of applications come through. If you've got old right-of-ways that just simply aren't, I mean, there's no utility easements that run through this thing. They don't use it for sanitation. It's just there.
So is it basically a way of saying we don't want to take care of it, or what's the purpose in doing this?
Well, the applicant, I think, clearly has some plans for that chunk of ground, or basically would like to acquire it. I think conversation centered around whether or not this little stretch of what is today alley is being used to kind of shortcut in and around the neighborhood rather than for a utility easement or for sanitation, which would be your typical uses for a city alley.
Right.
So this thing doesn't serve either one of those two purposes, so there's really no reason for the city to hold on to it, and if somebody wants to purchase it from the city and put it back on the tax rolls, more power to them.
Okay, so they want, basically the city owns the alley at this point, and
correct.
They would like to have ownership
I don't know the answer to that, but typically when you see somebody vacate an alley, it's because, or ask to vacate an alley, it's because it's not being used, and B, city doesn't take care of it. It's not their property. It is their property. It's not the applicant's property, so they're not going to take care of it. So hopefully we get this to a place where somebody's going to take care of this little chunk of ground.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So it's their way of saying, just give it to us and we'll take care of it.
Right. Or sell it to us.
Stretch,
yeah.
Right?
We'll handle this and we have plans for it that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then the second public hearing, discuss and consider action on an amendment to the North Platte City Code of Ordinances 33.07, Historic Preservation Commission to amend a section regarding composition of the board and regarding annual reporting.
Yeah, and so this is a recommendation that came from the Historical Society. There are a couple different things on this. First and foremost, this change aligns mm-hmm. publishing requirements for that commission to be in line with what happens with city council, what happens with planning commission.
They had to post it a certain number of correct. Days ahead of time.
So yeah. mm-hmm. it had been a while since that code had been updated. So basically what they've done is pulled up to the table and said, hey, we need to fix this. Okay. And then the other thing, the other major change to this is that the current ordinance requires one meeting per quarter. And this basically, what they're proposing is we would take it to four meetings a year. So the difference is there. They could call those four meetings whenever they wanted to throughout the course of the year. They wouldn't have to necessarily have to be designated per quarter. They could call those meetings as needed if there was.
They
something
could do more than one meeting in a quarter.
Sure.
And have it count towards four total.
Correct.
Basically.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if there's nothing going on in the wintertime, but there's a whole bunch going on in the summertime, well, schedule your four meetings
you could have
between
them all in
right,
the summer if you
right,
wanted. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So those are the major changes to that ordinance. Again, Kevin Krieger, who works at City Hall, had some information for us on that on Tuesday night. Got up, mm-hmm. gave us that narrative, which was great, and no problem passing that through the Planning Commission.
Hmm. You know, and that's something I wouldn't think that you would deal with, but you deal with things like this too.
Well, in a lot of cases, what you do is the Planning Commission's role in a lot of these cases is take public comment on whether or not people think these ordinances are a good idea.
And that enables you to make a recommendation
correct.
To the city council.
Which we've done, which uh-huh. is to go ahead and adopt it. And again, this will be taken up at the March 17th city council meeting.
So it's kind of like, I'm getting this more firmly in my mind that what the Planning Commission's role is.
Right.
But you're kind of the first filter.
Correct.
Before, instead of just going directly to city council and making
yeah.
a petition, you go before the Planning Commission and then you basically give it a thumbs up or a thumbs
correct.
Down. It seems so far from our chats that most of it is stuff that, you know, you don't need to scrutinize too much. It's just more of we want to know what's going on.
Right.
And we don't want the council to, you know, we want to let them know that, yeah, it is what it appears to be. There's no complications or any reason why you should turn it down. Basically,
yeah,
these type of things.
Yeah,
right?
And remember, and that's an excellent point, mm-hmm. the Planning Commission has very little authority to change anything. Our job is to review primarily zoning and land use issues, but also ordinances like this that are talked about. A lot of times they'll wash these things through us.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to take a look at it, and especially on planning and zoning and land use stuff, and look at the information on the application and say, yes, this fits this zoning. It's currently zoned, let's say R1. Yes, this use fits this zoning, or no, it doesn't, and it requires a conditional use permit. And so then we have to examine that application for a mm-hmm. conditional use permit and say, okay, does it affect, will it negatively impact the neighbors around this area, which is clearly zoned whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then our job is to take public comment, take those comments, and then weigh those comments, positions against what the law says, or what the ordinance says, or what zoning reg says, and then make a recommendation that goes to city council. And city council can do whatever they want. Nine times out of 10, city council will fall in line with what we're
right.
thinking,
right.
but it doesn't always work that way. The city council mm-hmm. can do whatever they want. And we had an application for a zoning change over on the Maple and Elm areas not long ago that we recommended that they rejected. And that's their prerogative. I mean, they're ultimately the people whose names appear on ballots and are elected mm-hmm. by people to represent them. The Planning Commission is appointed by the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have very, very different roles And we try and do those to the best of our ability.
You didn't take it personally, in other words.
No.
When they
no.
It voted differently than you did.
No, I mean, and it doesn't happen very often, but when it does happen, I mean, yeah. we occasionally learn something, right? For instance, you know, if you look back on the East 6th Street stuff, mm-hmm. that annexation discussion, mm-hmm. Our group was 4-3 against annexation and the council was 6-2 for it. So whenever the council sends us those, you have to be in our roles, you have to be smart enough to try and tune into what the council's trying to tell you. And I think clearly what the council was trying to tell us in that instance was, you guys probably got this one wrong because this fits mm-hmm. everything that all the basic requirements for the city to go annex it. Mm-hmm. This is something we view as important. And so after that happened, I went back and at the next meeting with our group and said, hey, you know, we need to pay attention to what they're telling us here. And look yeah. at these things, try and strip the emotion out of it, look at it legally.
Yeah, and I remember reading that article after that happened, too, about what you said. Is that hard to do sometimes, not to set your personal preference aside and just say, does it meet, you
sure.
know, like on an annexation sure. issue, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the three toughest ones we've probably dealt with in my tenure have been the beef plant. There was some very emotional testimony yep. around that from the public. Any annexation issue mm-hmm. is generally, unless they're friendly, we don't see them not friendly very often. The city hasn't been in that mode, but I think we're going to see more of it mm-hmm. Because, frankly, I think the city has been a little lax in exercising its authority to go do that as it extends services into outlying areas of town. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got access to city water, sewer, and electricity, you probably should be in city limits.
Yep.
So we've probably been a little lax as a community in doing that sort of stuff. But those things are always very emotional. And then cell towers are terribly emotional issues. People don't mm-hmm. want them. We all want cell service. But we don't want that tower right next to us.
Sure.
And so what you really have to, the job is really understand what the public is thinking, but also balance that with what the reg says. And if there's a discrepancy between what's being asked mm-hmm. for in the reg, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If basically what you're dealing with is emotion versus what the reg says, then you have to kind of set aside emotion and
yeah.
from a planning and zoning perspective, here's what the reg says and does it meet that requirement, yes or no?
As long as it meets it, then
right.
you should vote.
Yeah, it is, and it's difficult. That was part of the conversation we had after the East 6th Street stuff is, you know, it's difficult when you've got 8 or 10 or 20 mm-hmm. people standing in front of you beating up on what is being proposed to strip that emotion out of it and just say, okay, what does the regulation say? And are these lots, do these lots in an area like that have access to all three city services, and how long have they had them? And should this have been in city limits a long time ago? Well, clearly the answer in that instance was yes, mm-hmm. but it's very, very difficult to look people in the eye and vote against them. Mm-hmm. And that's tough for, I mean, this is a volunteer group, right? Mm-hmm. We're not, the Planning Commission is not compensated in any way.
You're not getting paychecks nope. from the city.
And so that's a difficult position to put commissioners in, but they mm-hmm. usually get it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for explaining that.
Sure.
What you deal with. And hopefully that gives people listening a little wider understanding of what you deal with.
Right.
And a reminder that you're not getting paid for this. You're volunteering your time. And you genuinely are. You're trying to make the best decision for the city, basically.
Yeah. I would tell you that there's, you know, there's all the folks that sit on that commission all genuinely care about our community and want to see the best for it. I don't know anybody there for any other reason than that because, yep. Again, frankly, yep. you're not paid to do it. It's not always a pleasant job.
Well, and even if you had a political agenda, you can't really do correct. Much. You're just basically right. a pass-through yes. Filter before it gets to the city council. Correct. So you're not making a final decision. No.
The only other body yeah. besides the city council that has any sort of final authority is the Board of Adjustment, which I also sit on as a member of the Planning Commission. But the Board of Adjustment can basically say yes, no, or
yeah.
We had.
How does the Board of Adjust? What's their role?
So
how does that differ from?
So the there's an applicant. We were going to have a meeting on Tuesday, but we didn't have enough folks for quorum. I wound up having mm-hmm. to go to Lincoln, and enough other people couldn't be there. Mm-hmm. So that meeting will be in March. But we have an application in front of the Board of Adjustment. That'll be mm-hmm. that'll happen next month at the meeting on the 24th.
Okay.
To allow for placement of a yard light, which is not copacetic with the zone that the lot is in, that okay. the folks want to put the yard light on. So basically, what the Board of Adjustment has to do is say, okay, here's what the regulation says. I think in this instance, it's either an R1 or an R2 area in our community, and here's what they want to do. Code says they shouldn't do it, but does not allowing them to do it create some sort of hardship or unique situation? So the Board of Adjustment basically has the authority to grant permission for them to do that or say, no, you can't do that, and it stops there. Now, there's an appeals process, but now you're talking about going to court and that sort of stuff, so that rarely happens. But mm-hmm. the Board of Adjustment does have some real mm-hmm. teeth. And they really look at that stuff pretty seriously.
Hmm. And you said they're going to meet.
They'll meet in the March? 24th. Yeah. So okay. the Board of Adjustment would meet at 8:30 in the morning on the 24th. So we'll have that meeting, and then we'll have a Planning Commission meeting at 5:30 in its regular spot in March.
And that's at City Hall.
Yep. Same yep. place both those meetings. Council? Both those meetings will be at City Hall in Council Chambers.
In Council Chambers.
Yep.
Good to know. So we'll try to get you scheduled later that week and have you back, David. Thanks so much. For
yeah, my pleasure.
Coming down, taking time out of your day to visit with us and inform the folks. That's what it's all about, and that's why I asked you to come on a regular basis, because I think it's good to stay up on these things. You know, yep. like. We talked about food trucks last
month. Well, and ironically, in the old business, we did talk about food trucks again, yeah. and so we have some preliminary stuff that we're looking at now, and then we'll try and make that into some mm-hmm. ordinance or change some ordinance probably, and so we're researching, yep. still researching that issue.
All right. We look forward to updates on that and other things. You have a good day, and hope you're... Your stiffness works its way out,
yeah.
and you're able to
yeah.
enjoy the weekend, okay?
Yeah. Sounds care. Good.